Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hi, friends, and welcome to the Papaya Podcast. I'm your hostess, trying her mostest, Sarah Nicole, and each week I'm going to be dishing out some sweetness mixed in with some seeds of wisdom or something like that. So get ready to get inspired, get candid, get real, because we are all in this digital space together.
I have a very special episode today because I got the opportunity to watch a little bit early the brand new Vanderpump Villa. Now, I'm a big Vanderpump Rules fan, and I was a little bit like, am I ready to love a new cast? Am I ready to welcome more people into my world? If you know me, I'm not like somebody who will watch every single reality TV show that's out there. There's a few that captivate me and that I have time and capacity for, and I get a little picky about choosing any new ones. So Vanderpump Villa, I will tell you, truly surprised me. This is not a sponsored episode whatsoever. I just got an opportunity to interview some of the leading cast of Vanderpump Villa. Now, what is different for Vanderpump Villa from my perspective is you're seeing sort of what we've seen with Vanderpump Rules of people mingling together in the service industry, but mix that with hospitality, mix that with, you know, everybody working all together on big events with guest storylines that are really incredible each episode. With Lisa Vanderpump, they're making sure everything is perfect and to her standards and delegating and leading and mentoring these folks. But also, they live in the chateau all together. Vanderpump Villa is taking a whole new approach to what we've maybe seen. It's almost to me like merging of a few different worlds of reality TV, and leaves you with something that I genuinely think, even if you're not like a big reality TV person, like my husband in it, he would love this for the hospitality part and for the kitchen part. There's so many different avenues of the show that is very neat and very cool and very, very unexpected from my side. These characters, there are people, and you will quickly get hooked into their stories, into their failures, into their triumphs, into their learnings, and into their relationship with Lisa. So today I'm sharing with you my interviews with Lisa Vanderpump herself, Hannah and Marciano, and Emily and Andre. So we have all of those interviews coming up. It was part of a press junket, so there's going to be a little bit of repeat questions that you might see in there. But ultimately, buckle up, get ready, because you're going to be able to watch the show as of today, because Vanderpump Villa premieres today, April 1st, only on Disney Plus in Canada and on Hulu in the United States. Please enjoy the show.
Sarah, you look so pretty.
Oh, Lisa, thank you.
Dude.
I'm so excited to be doing this today. I've just come off of watching some of the episodes of the show, and I'm not somebody that is like a new follower to new shows, and this one really had me hooked like very, very quickly.
I think you're going to feel that you check into the chateau when you watch it. You know, it's kind of immersive and you kind of fall in love, not just with the cast, but with the whole experience and the guests and the poignancy. It's yeah, it's very immersive. It was very different for me living with people as well, you know, with them there all the time.
Yeah, I found that was really a fascinating part of it is that we sort of got these immersive storylines of the guests as well. That was really unexpected. And the whole living together, running a business. One thing that really stood apart for me was you as a leader and mentor to so many of these people who are coming on as your staff. I'd love to sort of hear how you've been able to draw out their respect and also delegating your brand into the hands of these people when it's like everything, your detail. And I'm a mom of teens. I just want to do everything myself because I know I can do it better. How have you sort of gotten yourself to a place to trust people to delegate and to get it done in the Lisa
Well,
Vanderpump way?
that is absolutely me to a T. You know, I think that when it comes to aesthetic, I mean, like I've got a new restaurant opening in Lake Tahoe in a couple of weeks. And it's to me, it's built by me, it's our design company, everything. So I like complete control. Well, in this situation, you have to trust, you know, other people to a certain extent. You can't do everything. But it was just a wonderful experience, really, because you know, people have likened it to Vanderpump Rules initially, and then they go, oh, okay, I get it. It's not. You know, there are
Yeah.
people living together that don't know each other. Vanderpump Rules is about an existing group of friends. And it's also these people checking into the chateau with poignant stories and the pressure on me not to screw it up when they're saying, I am going to ask my girlfriend of many years to marry me. And I'm like, guys, don't blow the secret. You know, everything had high stakes. Or this young man that brought, you know, all his friends together literally to celebrate after this horrific accident and, you know, a rebirth ball of a, you know, there was just so many poignant stories. So that was pressure. Then there was pressure of them living together, which was difficult as well. You know, they were in confined quarters and it's like, I don't care what goes on in the back of the house. You treat each other with respect, but you get on with it, you know.
Yeah, I love that we got to see them make mistakes though too, and sort of guide through some of your guidance of what it is to fail and have to go from there. I think some of the biggest successful people in the world are people that failed along the way. And I loved that you sort of, even though that must have been so hard, you let them mess up a little bit and learn.
For sure, it is, but life is like that, really. I think people don't understand that, you know, failure, you learn from it, really. And most successful people, yeah, I've heard no, but sometimes with life, you just got to get on and do it, you know?
Yeah.
You just learn by your own mistakes.
My last question is sort of around the show itself, because I think people are sort of expecting this Vanderpump Rules. And I was so shocked coming into it, just like you said, that immersive experience. But this is also an entirely new business avenue. Like, I mean, it's a villa in France. How, what made you want to say yes to this when, you know, some of the other things we've seen is sort of in your backyard where you get to go home afterwards and have your own time, this being truly not just immersive for everyone involved, but for you. What made you realize that this was a show that we all needed to see as part of the Vanderpump brand?
Well, Sarah, I'd found the chateau prior to the show being greenlit, and there was somebody I wanted to be in business with at Boon & Murray as a production company, and we decided together, let's do this show. And I said, well, actually, I've got this chateau that I love that I was thinking of buying. And then we took it to Hulu and they were just like, yes, we want it. So let's go. But one of the wonderful things was being able to make all the choices. We actually kind of really just dressed it up because we didn't have time because we were off and running. By the time, you know, literally we greenlit the show, cast it, we were off and running. But it was pretty spectacular. We created all these lovely events and it was a lot. And you see people that you think, well, I've seen them, they've worked for me for like a couple of years, and I don't know them right now. You know, it's just like
Yeah.
it'll surprise you and you don't know them till you live with them, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually, one thing that I really loved about the show was how much we got to see, like in the kitchen and in the events planning. It almost felt like we were watching a bunch of different storylines all at once. Like if you're somebody who loves a cooking show, you're going to get something out of it. If you're one for just the drama, you're getting something out of it. But getting to see all the little details that were put into some of these events, I mean, it was really, really impressive and something that we've seen before, but hasn't ever been sort of showcased in that way before. So kudos. I think the show is amazing. I can't wait to see more.
Yeah, you're right. It hasn't been done before. I mean, it's like a below deck, but it's not that really, because it's a bigger landscape and it's more people. And it's like, and then you've got the guest experience, which was always poignant experiences. And then you've got the visuals, you know, a lot of visuals, a lot of beautiful dinners, a lot of beautiful food. So you put that together, it is, you know, it is kind of a Top Chef and Downton Abbey and Vanderpump Rules and Below Deck, and they put it all together, and you kind of got Vanderpump Villa.
Somehow it works out. Thank you, Lisa, so much. It's been so incredible. I can't wait to see the rest of the show.
Thank you, darling.
Gosh, I love Lisa so much. She is so amazing. Anyways, that was really fun to just ask her some questions. I wish I had so much more time with her. We were slotted like 5 minutes for the guest interviews, and I had a whole list of things I wanted to ask her about. I just have so much respect for her work in the hospitality world, and just the way that she builds relationships with people, I think, is so special. Okay, now we're going to go into an interview with Emily and Andre. So Emily is in housekeeping and Andre is a mixologist. What I really loved about both of them is, you know, this show is framed around getting some of the best out there, but some of them, this is their first time in an opportunity like this. And even if you think that you are completely aware of everything, we see things happen in the show, these little hiccups and mishaps. And you'll hear me talk about what that was like to sort of go through some of those moments of failure, especially knowing cameras are on you. Everybody's watching, and this is a TV show, not just your life. So we're going to get into an interview with Emily and Andre. I really, really, really loved their story, especially Emily talking about how she got the call that she was going to be on the show. So let's get into that interview.
Okay. How are you doing, Sarah?
Hey, Andre. Hey, Emily. I've just come off of watching like a couple hours of the show, the first episodes. And I gotta say, you guys are great TV. You really, really are. Yeah, I love it. Emily, I'm gonna start with you. How did it feel going from just like having a regular life, regular quotes, into being on television? And it hasn't really even begun and exploded open for you yet, but how are you feeling?
Yeah, as I no need for the quotes. My life was very regular. I mean, I applied to this show while folding towels in a gym, like at my job. And wow. So going from doing that in, you know, Brooklyn, New York, I lived in Manhattan at the time. I was working in Brooklyn. Going from that to being shipped away to the south of France to work for Lisa Vanderpump is surreal. I mean, I never would have thought this would have been my life. It's been the most life-changing experience. It's been the hardest experience, but I'm so grateful for it. And I mean, I still can't believe it. And like you said, the show isn't even out yet. So I know it's only going to get crazier from here. And I'm excited now. Definitely still nervous, but more excited than nervous at this point.
Andre, how about yourself? I mean, this is a watching you with sweat dripping down your face, panicking over a cup of coffee. I mean, I was like, I'm like sitting there at home, like with my popcorn, not knowing how to make a coffee myself. And just thinking like, they warned you, Andre, they told you how to learn earlier. How did it feel kind of shifting into like this high pressure? Everyone's watching your mistakes.
First of all, horrible. I want the audience to really see like the growth within myself, because like you do watch those early mistakes.
Yeah.
I didn't understand French. Now I do. So like, it's just like, you know, just I want people to know that I'm human as well. And I'm pretty sure every mixologist has went through it, or anybody in the hospitality world has went through it as well. So I'm not perfect, and I didn't come in there trying to be perfect. And I know you're going to see all of my mistakes. And I just hope that, you know, that they can still love me after all of my mistakes. Who knows? Who knows?
You know what? That's what makes you human. It's what makes you relatable. What's make you like us want to root for you. I worked in the service industry. I know how tough it is. Tell me, each of you, just sort of some of the things that maybe we didn't see in the show that were really big parts of your story in terms of like this level of service industry and that pressure of it's Lisa Vanderpump and her standards are way up here.
Yeah. And Well, I think you hit it right there on the nail on the coffin. I believe that's what it is. Yes, you hit the nail on the coffin, but because you said it's Lisa Vanderpump and it's higher standards. And so that's a lot of pressure that comes with that because we don't want to fail her and we don't want to, do anything that can jeopardize that. So we have pressure on ourselves. It's a lot of anxiety built up, but Lisa give us a way. She calms us down because she cares about us, and she's and you can feel it. It's not too much action. It's a lot of action still, but like it's when she's talking to you, she's going out of the way having those conversations with you, and it's just like, you know what? I do want to go to war with you. Let's go. Ah, so and that's how it feels. So that's just on my behalf now. And I'm pretty sure she has hold of.
Emily, how's Lisa as a leader?
Oh, I mean, I was extremely nervous at first, but then she's amazing. I learned so much from her just about building up my own self-esteem, trusting myself. She kept telling me over and over again, I picked you for a reason. Don't doubt yourself. And just the chateau was so different from, because I've worked in hospitality for so long. And all the fights that happen in hospitality, it's the same thing there. But then usually you could clock out and go home. Here you clock out, go home, and you're stuck with the same people you just saw at work. And there's no getting away from it. So you have to learn to deal with conflict head on. And Lisa does help through that a lot. And just having her there was a blessing. And I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to do it.
Well, listen, we love the drama. So as much as that was for you all, it was a gift for all of us too. Thank you both so much and good luck with everything.
Next up, we have Hannah and Marciano. Now, these two, it is, and this is going to be a mild spoiler alert that you are going to hear something that is re revealed in the first episode. But Hannah and Marciano are actually exes, and they realize that they're both there when they arrive. This is producer magic, of course, but for the viewer, this was my moment of like, oh, now I need to know everything. But they're messy exes in the sense that I don't know that they're exactly exes. So I sort of got a chance to ask them some of the questions about what that was like finding out that they were both there and going through some of those very, very real emotions in real time. Like I said, for the last two, not just your life, but this is television as well. So, there's not going to be the full context of everything that's ever happened in their relationship. We're going to get snippets and we're catching up with them. So, there's a lot that might get missed, a lot of context that might get left out, and a lot of room for messy. And so let's get into the interview with Hannah and Marciano and their approach to being on television and kind of launching their relationship into that whole, I don't know, world as well. So let's get into that.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey to both of
Hi.
you. It's really nice to meet you. I've just come off of watching a lot of episodes of the show. The gasp I gasped when I found out that you two were previously in relations before coming onto the show was the biggest, I mean, starter of that show. How did it feel? And did you guys know that you were going to be on the show? You must have known that you were both going to be on it.
We knew we were both going up for the opportunity. Yeah.
Okay,
I was
okay.
presented from Steven, who's a staff member, and then I'd let Hannah be aware that there was an opportunity at some point and got in touch with Steven, and then next thing you know, we were in France together. So
How did it feel for you, Hannah, going from, having a private life to now your romantic life is in a very, not uncomfortable, not awkward, but just a situationship going into episode one. We all sort of got to witness you face your ex in your new job and in a different country.
yeah, I mean, I definitely go through points at some days where I'm like, oh my God, my whole relationship's out there now. But honestly, I feel like my relationship being out there, it could help other people. And I mean, this is real life, like us trying to navigate through working together as exes. So I'm just enjoying the journey and I'm happy to see what everyone thinks of it.
how did you each find, I'll start with you, Marciano, sort of just coming from the serving world, going into serving world with the pressure of the show on top of that, what was that experience like? Because we had to, watch in real time some of your mistakes and failures. How did you sort of navigate not just going through them, but knowing that you're going to have to relive them through the show as well?
I mean, it's something that I deal with on a constant basis, right? Because I come from the hospitality, I'm used to having mistakes and having to fix them really quickly. So it's something I can deal with mentally. I'm a strong-willed person, and I know that that's going to happen, and I have to deal with it and take it in stride. What worked for me every day was going on a daily walk and separating the two from the show, from doing a good job working for Lisa, and then just my own personal mental health. So I would do that every single day. I would wake up around 6, 7 in the morning. I would go on that walk and I would get my goals set for the day, what I wanted to accomplish for the chateau, for the show, for myself. And that really helped separate my mental clarity on making all the try and make the best decisions possible.
I think that's such good advice for anybody who's trying to, move forward in life, knowing that there's going to be mistakes to be made. And Hannah, we really saw you be real with people and be real with your emotions, right out the gates. I mean, that must have been difficult. I know there's alcohol involved and stuff, but was that a decision that you made? Like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this exactly who I am. And as I go through every feeling of emotion, moving through that, knowing that it's going to be seen by so many people and with so many opinions.
This is in my day-to-day life. You either are going to love me or you're going to hate me. I'm a very honest, blunt person, and I don't hold back. So no, I went in not knowing anything, like trying to be something I'm not. Like if something bothers me, I'm going to say it out front, like be upfront about it. I'm not going to hold on to it and go and whisper in my room about it and gossip. I'd rather get it out in the open and move on from it. People are probably going to look at it as like I'm a mean girl, but I mean, I'd rather be honest than gossip behind people's back.
I think there's also something to be said in the service industry and in hospitality where there is sort of a need for blatant honesty because you're in a solutions-based situation. There's no time and there's no great results that come from gossip, but it can come from like really constructive conversations. Maybe they weren't always perfect, but I do appreciate your honesty and your willingness to let yourself be who you are, knowing that judgments will be made because they're going to come no matter what you did, to be honest with you.
100%.
Right.
Yeah. What are you both most looking forward to when it comes to this actually coming out and people seeing it for the first time? Because I just watched some of the episodes and I was really surprised at how quickly it catches an audience, how quickly it can suck you into these storylines. But what are you lived it. What are you looking forward to when it comes to sharing it with the world?
We're going to be watching it the same day that everybody else gets to watch it. So I think like watching ourselves and actually being like, oh, I did do that. Maybe like correct it for next time. So learning from the mistakes. And I've never watched myself on TV. So maybe me seeing myself, I could be like, let's not do that again, Hannah. So that's what I'm most excited about.
How about you, Barciano?
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, I think I've said this that I really just want people to not prejudge. You've seen the beginning of these. You see how
Oh,
it's
yeah.
and how it connects people right away. I think I want people to understand that there's multiple things that people go through during these types of experiences and to not prejudge them because towards the end it might be completely different. And that can go good or bad, but at the end of the day, one thing in the hospitality industry is what we were taught is to not prejudge somebody that comes in and, because they could end up, either tipping you $1,000 or $0. So, it doesn't matter. And that's how I think that's in life in general is to not prejudge someone. And to prejudge this show would be doing us wrong, even when it comes to Vanderpump Rules. Don't judge us based on Vanderpump Rules. Judge
Oh, it's so different.
us on judge Vanderpump Villa, and how this show is going to be completely different. So I hope people will give us that understanding and not compare the two and want to, go through the whole thing and watch us. Then you can give us a better personality like trait.
Yeah, I think that is such good advice for everyone listening because I think that ultimately we get to see your character arcs in real time. We get to see you build and change and learn and fail all in sort of real time through this show. I am super excited for it. I think the show is amazing. Good luck to both of you and thank you so much.
All right, thanks everyone so much for listening. I know this is a bit of a different episode, but it was a really, really cool opportunity to bring the Papaya Podcast to a press junket and be a part of a show launch like this. It's not lost on me that this is coming out on April 1st, but this is definitely no joke and such a cool opportunity for me to sort of enter into a different type of interviewing style. And I hope you had fun. And as we veered away from the norm, I also learned a little bit, which I was surprised with 5-minute interviews for each sort of interview. I wasn't sure if we were going to have as much come out of that in learning and lessons, but I really feel like I did, and I hope you did too. So happy April, and we will see you next week.
Well, friends, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes or find us on Instagram at The Papaya Podcast. And if you loved what you just listened to or know somebody who would, please share it. Simply screenshot today's episode in the podcast app and share it to your Instagram stories, and don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you'd like to lend your personal support to the podcast, take a moment and leave a review on iTunes. We would be oh so grateful. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of the Papaya Podcast, and we'll see you then.